I want to ask you to open your Bibles to Acts this evening. Does anybody remember what we talked about Sunday night? We talked about Jesus. We talked about the Bible. It was how to study. Yeah, we talked about hearing the Word. Sunday night we talked about hearing the Word. We're learning about trying to stay focused on the Lord, especially. I hope that you got this countdown to Christmas. If you did not get one, you can pick one up tonight on your way home. And it's not too late, guys. It started Monday, but you can get caught up. The readings aren't that long. But I really hope that you've taken time to sit down with a notebook and your Bible and spend time in the Word of God every day. And I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but if you've done that and it's been good, would you just say amen? So, praise God. It's been good to sit down, and we're walking through from the beginning, a lot like the song we just sang. The prophets told us about this, and then Christ came and fulfilled it, and we're reading along with that. So, we talked about hearing the Word tonight. How many of you guys have heard somebody tell you Merry Christmas lately? Anybody? How many of you have told somebody else Merry Christmas? We've got these gospel tracts. It's so much fun. They say Merry Christmas on them, and I'm amazed. I've been giving people all kinds of gospel tracts all the time for years and years and years, but this time of year, it's so much fun because I'm sure I'll meet them probably tomorrow, but so far, every time I hand somebody one of these and say Merry Christmas, they smile, and they say thank you every time. It's amazing because it says Merry Christmas. And there's something about the word Mary that makes you smile. Try it. Say Mary. See, you're smiling. Well, some of you aren't. Way to go. I'm going to pray for you. The gospel is what makes Christmas merry. Now, we know that Christmas is a vital part of the gospel. The holiness of God demanded just payment for the sinfulness of mankind. The holiness of God demanded a just payment for the sinfulness of mankind, and the only acceptable payment was a perfect sacrifice by death. And the only one who could fulfill the requirements was God Himself. And so God became a man to die for our sins. What a Savior. That good news of the fact that God became a man, was born of the Virgin, that's what makes Christmas good. Amen. Now, a lot of people are trying to hijack it. They're trying to keep Christ out of Christmas, and they're trying to make it a holiday or a winter fest or everything else. I've seen it my whole life, that degression in our country where we're trying to take Jesus out of it. Well, we know Jesus is the reason for the season. And we know that our sin is the reason for the reason. Yeah. Jesus came to die for our sins. And so it goes all the way back to the garden. This is why Jesus was born of the Virgin. This is why Christmas was necessary for the redemption of mankind. This is the gospel. This is the word that we preach. Now we're in Acts chapter 8. Look at verse 4. Acts 8 verse 4. I said I wasn't going to preach long, and I'm going to keep my word, so we can't go through all of it. But this is after the stoning of Stephen. Great persecution was on the church at Jerusalem, and they were literally running for their lives. And basically, it boils down to this. The apostles stayed at Jerusalem, and almost everyone else left, running for their lives. Everybody with me? Okay. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Now, we talked a little bit Sunday night about hearing the word, about studying the word, about getting in the word till it gets in us. But when we get the word in us, it needs to get out. Amen. The word of God that's in your heart needs to come out of your mouth. So what are we trying to learn? We're trying to learn first, I need to be in the word of God every day so I get it in my heart. And tonight, the challenge is that what we've gotten in our heart, we need to get out. And I would submit to you that what's in our heart does come out of our mouth. I'm pretty sure that's what the Lord said. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we say what's in our heart, all right? How many of you have grandkids? Can I see your hands? All right, those of you who have grandkids, do you like them okay? All right, how many of you grandkids have ever talked to another person about your grandkids? You've got grandkids and you've talked to other people about your grandkids. How many of you grandparents have told other people about your grandkids? Uh-huh. My mom loves her grandkids so much that she said that if she could have skipped me and Amber, she would have just gone straight to the grandkids. She likes them so much better than us. And she talks to other people about my kids. She loves them. She thinks they're great. I wasn't great growing up, but she thinks my kids are great. Right? Anybody, I mean, is any other? Okay. It's in her heart. She loves them, and she loves to talk about them to other people. If the gospel, the word of God's in our heart, we ought to want to tell other people. We shouldn't need persecution to get us going. They had a command to go. Jesus had already commissioned them. He had already said, go make disciples of all nations. And then before he ascended, they wanted to know, hey, is this it? Like they were so worried about, listen, they were so worried about the end times. You can read about it in Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Is this the time? Are you going to set up the kingdom now? They were worried about the end times. They were focused on that. And they said, is this the time? And he said, you don't worry about that. You go wait for power. The Spirit's going to come and he's going to empower you to go preach the gospel to the world. A lot of people today are getting real antsy and real confused and concerned and worried about the end times. Can I just tell you something? It's not for you to know the times or the seasons, but it is for you to get going and preach the gospel to others. That's what he told them, and we have the same command today. We shouldn't need persecution to get us going, but if you look at the world today, the gospel is spreading greater, further, faster, and with more passion in places like China than it is in Muldrow, Oklahoma. Friends, that should disturb you, that where it's illegal to own a Bible or say the name Jesus on the street, is the gospel spreading more there than it is right here at home. Why? Because they're persecuted. And in that pressure, they are leaning into God. And as they get closer to him, they get more busy doing what he's commanded us to do. We've been commissioned. We have a command. We have been empowered by the Spirit. We shouldn't need persecution to go. Love and concern for the lost should motivate us to preach the word. Yeah, everyone in the room knows this. When a person dies without Christ, they will lift up their eyes in hell, being in torment. And if we love them, we should care enough about them to preach the word to them. Love and obedience to Christ should motivate us. We should love him and desire to obey him. That should be enough to get us to do what he's called us to do. They that were scattered abroad because of the persecution, they went everywhere preaching the word. Everywhere we go is a good place to preach the word. Now, I know I hear some of you right now, well, I'm not a pastor. I can't preach. Well, the word preach is the word we get evangelized from. Evangelize is a transliteration of the word this word preaching comes from. It means to announce good news. Now, maybe you're not called by God to stand up and preach a sermon, or maybe you're not called to be a pastor or a missionary, but you are called and commanded and empowered to proclaim the good news. Amen. We're all supposed to announce the good news, to evangelize, to declare glad tidings of great joy, Amen. Which shall be to all peoples. We get to preach the gospel. And by the way, the word is what we are to preach. Amen. The word. Not my word, not your word, not someone else's word, but the word. The word of God. I can't preach it. I can't speak it. I can't proclaim it if I don't know it. I'm not going to know it if I don't read it. And so what we talked about Sunday night, praying and being in the word and reading the word and studying the word and meditating on the word and writing down verses and praying over those things and seeking God's face for how it applies to us, letting those things sink down into our ears and into our hearts, then that's supposed to come out of us and go to others. I've said it a lot lately. The gospel came to you because it was on its way to someone else. And I have no idea what doors God's going to open for you this week, but I know this, we've got a great opportunity on Saturday evening to go and put the gospel in the hands of hundreds of people. You know, we need to speak the word. We should be bold to do that. But sometimes we can't talk to somebody, but we can proclaim the good news in written word. I can put a gospel track in somebody's hands. If I can't talk to them, I can do that. So that's why we're doing this. That's why we're bagging up sacks of candy so that we can put gospel tracks in there. Listen, it's really not about the candy. It's good. I mean, you guys, we asked you to get candy, and you guys went all out. There's Hershey back there. I mean, you guys got the good stuff. And we're going to give that to people because we love them and we want to give them something. We want to be kind to them, but we're going to give them the best thing in the world. We're going to give them the word. And we're going to proclaim it in written form, and we're going to give it out to hundreds of people, and you get to be a part of that. And you don't have to wait till then. You can leave here tonight. You see another human being. You can hand them one of these, and you could say, Merry Christmas. And they're almost sure. I'm sure every one of you come back. Listen, I tried that, and they were all Grinches. I know it's going to blow up in my face, but most of the time, you're going to hand it to them, and they're going to smile, and they're going to say, thank you. And then you could say, hey, that's got good news in it. Will you please read it? Sound easy enough? It is. It is easy enough. Let's pray together. Merciful Father, thank you for the day. Thank you for the opportunity together. And